What would you think if I sang out a tune? Would you stand up and walk out on me? Lend me your ears and I'll sing you a song, and I'll try not to sing out of key. Oh, I get by.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin, Jane and Carol, Carol and Jane, with you until 2 o'clock today, and really excited to be joined by our next guest. She is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin, Patty Habeck. It's a pleasure to have you, Patty. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Now, you and Carol have done a lot of work together in the past.
We have. You know, when you're working in community, it's easy to intersect with other good people, and that's how we spent our time previous to this.
So, well, tell us what we're looking at. Let's get down to the brass tacks, honey. You know, what do we need to do? What's the need out there? I would assume it's pretty big.
The need is huge. And, you know, I say that every year, but especially this year, there is just the unfortunate situation where we're still seeing that leftovers from the height of the COVID pandemic, which has left an increased demand on the pantry system. And then you add that to some supply chain issues, and then you add on top of that inflation. Families are really, really stretched this year and are really struggling. And so that's what we're facing as we look at Thanksgiving this year.
Patty, how many people do you help on a monthly basis?
So it's upwards of 500,000 in a year. And so, I mean, you could just kind of break that down. But these 500,000 people in need, you know, I almost don't use that statistic very often because I really want people to understand that that's a huge number, but it's all made up of children or seniors or names and faces. You know, when you think of it as 500,000, you just kind of lose sight of the fact sometimes that is a lot of individual people with individual stories and individual families and needs.
You know, now I know we want to bring the holidays obviously into light, but this is an ongoing problem that I think sometimes people they do something at the holidays and then they kind of forget about it. And we want this to be at the forefront of their mind all year long, right?
Absolutely. You know, hunger is a massive issue. And sometimes, you know, we've been working on it for so long that sometimes we lose sight of the fact that this is just a big problem that is constantly needing support from neighbors to help neighbors. You know, we always say food is a consumable commodity, and therefore, you know, people get food, they eat food, they need food. And that gets repeated. And right now during the holidays, it's top of mind for people. But right after the holidays, our concern is that come January and February, we start to see that decline in giving. And it's not that people are less generous. It's just that, you know, we made it past the holidays and people switch gears. And we just need to make sure people don't switch gears.
What I think that you said was so important too, Patty, is that all of these individuals have a face and a name and a history and a story. And I think it's easy to put a blanket umbrella over who is seeking help. And I just don't think that those stereotypes are applicable anymore.
They really aren't. You know, we run a program called Food Leaders Lab. And what that is really the gathering of the voices of lived experience. And when you start to hear the stories of people's journey through hunger, or some of them are still struggling with it, what we really see is that there's a million different reasons why people are experiencing food insecurity. And there's a lot of different ways that people handle it. And sometimes they need more support, and sometimes they just need a little bit. And so, yes, that 500,000, it's all different stories of people, real people. And genuinely, it is people who just would prefer not to be in the situation, but they are. They are proud, and it's difficult to ask for help. But, you know, I always say, if you need help, ask for it, because someday you may be on the other side of the table and be able to offer help to somebody else who needs help.
Tell me a little bit more about Feeding America and exactly what the territory that you cover and how people can partake in what you have to offer.
Absolutely. So Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin is the largest hunger relief organization, as you said. And what that means is we cover 35 counties. So we're in about 65% of the state. We're also partnered with the other side of the state through through other food banks. But we're independent. We're local. We were founded by the Milwaukee Rotary Club. So we were founded in Milwaukee. We were kind of loved into existence by leaders in Milwaukee who wanted to see a food bank really be able to reach and stretch and cover the needs of food pantries, meal programs, and emergency shelters across Southeast and eventually Eastern Wisconsin.
So let me get this straight. So you supply food to like shelters and that people go there. They don't go straight to your place and get this stuff. Right.
For the most part, that's right. As a food bank, what the idea really was when food banks were founded, it was that they were founded in order to use a collective voice of food pantries to purchase at scale, to push down costs, to be able to access things from manufacturers and retailers that they might not have been able to get on their own. So think of it more along the lines of like a co-op model. But as food banks grew, we're 40 years old now, as food banks grow, we also know that part of our responsibility is to know where more assistance is needed. So in some areas of our territory, there aren't any food pantries, there's gaps. And when there's gaps, we will do direct service to clients in need. But it's our preference to go through the food pantries so that we're really working in collaboration and partnership with communities.
Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America of Eastern Wisconsin, which covers 35 counties, providing essential foods for more than 400 pantries in different parts of Wisconsin. What is it that you're looking for primarily now, Patty? Is it cash donations? Is it goods?
Yeah. So what we always say that we need on a typical time of year is food funds and friends. And so food or financial donations are two things. And then friends would be the need for volunteerism, giving your time. We always need those things. And so we would encourage you to think about food funds and friends. But at this time of year, what we ask for most are financial donations. And the reason is, first of all, we fortunately have a lot of volunteers. So we feel pretty good in that space. But the financial donations we're using right now, our $1, we can stretch to be about $10 worth of groceries or four meals. And at that scale, we are able to provide a lot more food. We are so appreciative when people donate food, and we will never tell people not to do that. Some people liked the feeling of buying something and then donating it, and we will absolutely support and encourage and respect that. At this time of year, we want to try to get as much as possible, and so financial donations are most helpful.
All right. Well, once we move past the first of the year, let's talk about, let's say, okay, so now you get your financial donations and it's not like we don't want that to happen. What is the need as we move past the holidays? What kind of food commodities are you looking at that are really needed for families out there?
We follow a very specific nutrition policy. And so we are looking for things that are healthy foods. If you have access to things like proteins, produce, and dairy, those are our primary products. But if you're donating shelf stable because you're going to donate products to the food bank, it's easier to do shelf stable. Really look for things that are low in salt or low in sodium or certainly low in sugar. Things like canned fruits, canned vegetables, soups are really important, especially soups with pop tops, because a lot of the people that we serve don't have access to housing. And so sometimes those pop tops are just the easiest way to go. Peanut butter, that it will always be, we call it food bank gold. Peanut butter is always such a critical donation because it is a good protein that kids love, and we can use that in a variety of different ways. So I would just say, think nutrition is really important. We're not just trying to serve calories, but very specific calories. So we're helping and not harming people's health.
Well, and you make such a good point about those pop-tops that never would have crossed my mind.
No, not at all. That's really valuable information. Now, my question for you is, I know we talk about the kids a lot, and because nobody, you know, that pulls at the heartstrings, but there are a lot of seniors that are in trouble, too.
Yeah, absolutely. And seniors are that population that I get very concerned about because we have a hard time making sure that our seniors reach out for help when they need it. A lot of times it's the seniors that just don't want to reach out. They're too proud. And I'll, you know, one quick story is last year, I remember getting a referral to call a gentleman that somebody had a concern about. And when I called him, I asked him if he had food in his house. And he said, yes, I have food. He made some onion soup the week before. But when I asked him really to open up his cupboards and just like, let me know what he has in his cupboards. And I kind of covered it with by saying, you know, I want to know what he needed. He had a can of peas left. And to him, that was food. He didn't want to ask for help. To me, that was not what he needed. He needed to make sure he had his cabinets full enough that he'd be able to provide food for himself over multiple meals over multiple weeks.
And I wonder sometimes too, Patty, if especially for the elderly, if there is a concern that they're going to lose their house or their autonomy if they reach out for help.
Yes, that we hear a lot as well. And, you know, what we really try to encourage is if you need help, please reach out. Because first and foremost, we need to take care of the health and your most basic needs, which is food and then also housing. And if that is a concern, we will, you know, really make sure that we're connecting them with the right resources so that they can retain both their ability to have food in the house as well as a home and a place to live.
You know, we were talking about this just last half hour about people and just people trying to treat people better and kinder. And I think what you're doing too is highlighting the fact that we as a community need to look out for our neighbors and our fellow person too. If you think that somebody, I mean, I know that I could go to my neighbors and put it delicately, you know, hey, and talk to them and see if I was worried about them. So I just think it's very important at this time of the year too is check up on your neighbors and make sure they're okay.
Absolutely. Especially this time of year, you know, Thanksgiving to me is not just about the food and the gathering of loved ones. All of that is important and we want everyone to experience that. But I always share with my staff that it's also about being grateful for the good that's around us. And we have good things to be happy about this year. It's so easy to get bogged down in what's wrong, but we have a lot of good things to be grateful for. And part of that is the ability that we have to care for each other as community, as neighbors, as neighborhoods. And we want to make sure people are doing that. Reach out to your neighbors, show gratitude.
Patty, for many years in one of my previous radio incarnations, we always did a big food drive the day before Thanksgiving. And I was continually amazed and impressed by the number of people who did not appear to be on the upper financial scale. They were the ones who would come in their paneled station wagon with seven big bags of groceries and 9 turkeys. They weren't Lexus driving, you know, nothing against Lexus drivers, but I'm always amazed by people who don't seem to have a lot and their willingness to give more.
Absolutely. You know, I think there's something to be said about having that lived experience, that lived expertise in this space is, you know, what it feels like to go without, to not have something, especially at this time of year when you're trying to gather with your family. And so we do see so much generosity coming from those either with that lived experience or if they feel that they have enough to be able to share what little they have remaining with each other. We see that all the time. And especially in our veteran community. In our veteran community, it's usually the vets that are giving every last bit of what they have to make sure other people have a good holiday.
I've said this so much, and we've all done our charitable contributions, but I just say the people of Wisconsin, all you got to do is ask. I mean, I have never seen anything like it in my life. And I've talked to other charities and they're like, how do you guys do this? And it's like, well, if you want to pick up the entire southeastern Wisconsin area and move it to Utah, yeah, then you'll get, you know, you'll get what you need. But that's not going to happen. That's not the case. But there's something about the people and the mentality of the Wisconsinite that all you got to do is tell them what you need and ask them. And man, they are there.
100% agree with you. Wisconsin is such a generous giving community. We understand neighbors so well, and we want to care for each other. And, you know, and to that end, Carol, I will say that I'm asking, you know, we do need help this year, making sure people have good holidays. We need help after the holidays. I'm asking on behalf of those 500,000 people in need.
Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Wisconsin's largest food bank, Feeding America, Eastern Wisconsin. We are going to come back after the break and talk a little bit about volunteers and what makes a good volunteer and what some of their motivations are for doing what they're doing. Stay with us. You're listening to As Goes Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network.
If you ever find yourself stuck in the middle of the sea, I'll sail the world to find you. If you ever find yourself lost in the dark and you can't see, I'll be the light.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. Jane and Carol with you until 2 o'clock. I love Bruno Mars so much. I'm just going to put a bow on myself and throw myself under his tree. I just want to give him a big squeeze. Thank you for joining us. Patty Habeck is the president and CEO of Feeding America in Eastern Wisconsin, and talking about what you can do as we head into the holidays and what you can do, probably even more importantly, Patty, right after the holidays. And none of these organizations in Wisconsin work without volunteers. So what are some of the stories of your volunteers? What is it that has motivated them to join you?
Our volunteers are the best. We have everything from what we call our regulars. Our regular volunteers are those that come usually weekly on the same times, so the same day. They've gotten to know each other. A lot of times they'll sit down and have coffee first and visit with each other. That's really great when you might be retired and looking for something to do on a regular basis and meet some new friends. But for the most part, where our volunteers come from are individuals or corporate volunteers that come on over and help us out. And they do anything we ask. And it's just so special to see this, from putting labels on frozen pizza, to labeling canned vegetables, sorting through retail donations. It doesn't really matter. They are just there for us, and we honestly could not do our work without them.
I got to be honest with you. I've toured your facility, and I've witnessed your volunteers, and they are such a happy group. You know, everybody's got a smile on their face, whether they're driving a pallet someplace or they're packing up boxes or they're checking stuff out. Or, first of all, it's an enormous facility. I mean, it really is a substantial facility. But there are just happy people. And I think that it's just, that's infectious. Like, I was walking through going, oh my God, I had this thing, you know, the guilt of not being able to help more people. And then I kind of walked through and I'm like, I want to invite all these guys over to my house. They're just wonderful people.
They are. We do. We turn on the music. We crank it up. Bruno Mars, perhaps. yes. We put on the music. We try to make it a very enjoyable experience. We let our volunteers know ahead of time what job they're doing, so they know how to dress. If we're working it with cold product, we let them know that, so they might bring jackets. We want them to be comfortable, because it is all about not just about the act of packing that food or sorting that food. It's really about the decision that volunteer makes will be about the food, is really about the food that is getting into the person in needs, freezers and refrigerators. So what we want is for our volunteers to come in, take their job seriously, but to have fun. And it is a very special, I often go out there and volunteer with alongside our volunteers, because it just brings me back to why we do the work we do.
If somebody wants to become a volunteer, how do they go about doing that?
The easiest way is to just visit our website at www.feedingamericawi.org. And on there, you're going to see a volunteer page, and you can choose to volunteer in Southeast Wisconsin or Northeast Wisconsin, out of our two different facilities. And then from there, you can go right in and look at the schedule, see what's available, and then match it up with your availability. We encourage people to look at our Saturday volunteer shifts so that you can bring your family out, or sometimes we do after hours or evening sorts. And that is just so that we can make sure that that we are allowing the volunteer experience for everyone, no matter what shift somebody might be working.
Well, and it sounds like there's something for everybody, no matter your abilities. Not everybody has to lift a 50-pound bag of potatoes. You know, there's going to be something that everybody can do. I am super interested in forklift driving, Peg.
So forklift driving, we have to be careful of our OSHA rules. But still there is, and it's not just a forklift. You have to ask about the Zamboni, the scrubber that we use to clean the floor. That's usually people's favorite.
Oh.
But we also have that, to your point, we also have that service the skills-based volunteer program. And that is, if you have a special skill that you want to offer, let's say that you are, I don't know, a person who works with confidential information, you might be placed in our HR department. And so, because you know how to work with confidential information. If you have the interest in writing, we would use you to help us tell stories. Thank you cards. Sometimes we just put people at desk and ask them to help us really write thank you cards, because it's really about offering what it is that abilities you have. We're going to find something for you to help with. It's not just about the food.
Okay, so we talked about the website if you want to be a volunteer, but let's say there's somebody out there that wants to write you a big fat check. Where do they send it?
Well, big fat checks are always welcome. And we would have you send it to our address at 1700 West Fond du Lac Avenue in Milwaukee. And that's at 53205. If you are interested, or you have, sometimes it's not a check, sometimes it's stock or some other way of giving, just give us a call and we're going to be happy to talk with you and help make sure that the gift goes to where you want it to go.
And something to consider too, you know, with Thanksgiving right around the corner, if you do have relatives who are retired and you're worried about them becoming isolated, what a great sense of community, Patty. Like you mentioned, it becomes your own group of friends.
Absolutely. I always talk about that in community, because I want people to feel connected. And the best thing that we can do is make sure people are all working together, are connected. Collaboration, partnership with community is so critical. It's not just about the food funds or friends. It's not just about the money. It's really about how we all engage together to support those who need a little help. And then at some point, we may find ourselves on the other side of the table and need a little help.
Well, and you know what? I love the fact that you're local. I love the fact that you're serving the local community. And it's such wonderful, wonderful work. And I know that I want to be very strong when I say this. If you need help, don't be so proud that you think you don't need it. Just ask. Ask and somebody will help you. That's another thing about your organization. It is very respectful of people and their person. You know what I mean?
Just absolutely.
Right. Absolutely. So, well, hey, and you know what? I have a personal thing for you to do. Just say hi to my buddy Scotty Marshall for me, okay?
I will certainly do that.
And if you need any of the information that Patty just mentioned, you can find it on our blog. You can find it at asgoeswisconsin.com, also civicmedia.us. Brooke, our social media czar, has posted everything, so you can find everything you need to know to volunteer, to take part. Patty Habeck, the president and CEO of Feeding America Eastern Wisconsin. It's been such a pleasure, Patty. Thank you so much, and have a wonderful, wonderful Thanksgiving.
Thank you, Patty.
Thank you.
Are supposed to do, oh yeah.